Oh, I bless you, Lord. Just the opportunity to be able to spend time with you, Lord, to glorify you, to give you honor, to give you praise. Hallelujah. To give you thanksgiving, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You're worthy. You're faithful. You're worthy. You're faithful. You're worthy. You're faithful. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You're an amazing God, Lord. And Father, I'm asking that you anoint every crevice of this home right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Any demonic presence, Lord, that is lurking in this house, Father, I bind it. Hallelujah, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And I tell it to leave right now in Jesus' name. Go to the dry place, never to return nor to retaliate. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, I'm asking that you will cleanse this home, Father God, from top to bottom. Hallelujah. Anoint this home, Father, with your blood and your power and your presence. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Let this be a habitation, Father God, where your spirit dwells, where your spirit communes with us, Lord. And any other spirit that is trying to imitate you, Father, in this home, we bind it by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. How many of you know that, amen, sometimes when, amen, you have a loved one to pass away, that the enemy can wreak havoc in that by trying to masquerade as that individual. And you have to safeguard yourself against that. Amen. You have to shut him down constantly. Because he will even try to take the form of that person. Amen. And it's not that person. So you have to be careful. You don't have to get your answers from, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, from that element. You get your answers from the Lord and know that those answers came directly from the Lord. Enemy, amen, loves to lurk in the middle of the night. So therefore, we got to be sure that we are prayed up. Sometimes God will nudge you, amen, to get up to pray. But this is the time that he gets busy doing a lot of things in the middle of the night. A lot of people have problems with sleep paralysis in the middle of the night. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord for what he just gave me. You know, amen. I have to position my spirit before him. Amen. To hear what he has to say to me. And that's what he gave me. Amen. Some of these deceiving spirits, amen, like to lurk. Amen. When God is doing something in your life, it's God that's doing it. Amen. And then when the enemy wants to try to imitate that, he'll do it. He'll do certain things. And you have to know the difference. And don't move and don't act on everything that you hear. Have to know that we're being moved by the right spirit. Because God will never ask you to do anything that's contrary to who he is and contrary to his word. A lot of people have gotten a lot of these visions and stuff, amen, and dreams in the middle of the night. And next thing you know, they have this, amen, getting the inklings and different things and stuff like that to start new movements, amen. And these movements, amen, is contrary to Christianity. To true biblical Christianity. Matthew 5 and 13 is what he had put in my spirit yesterday morning. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we're just grateful to you this morning for, hallelujah, allowing us to come, hallelujah, in your presence where there is fullness of joys and pleasures on your right hand side forevermore. Father, I'm just asking that you will let me down in the deep treasures of your word, Father God, as I decrease and you increase, Father God. And I'm just grateful, hallelujah, for what you just gave me, Father God, to give to myself and to give to others. Father God, let us, Father God, be, hallelujah, assured, hallelujah, that we're being directed by your spirit and not another spirit, hallelujah, that is trying to imitate you, Father God. Hallelujah, for you said in your word, my sheep hear my voice. They know me and they follow me. Father God, let us not be deceived in this end time spirit by any old spirit, Father God, any counterfeit that is trying to masquerade as you, Lord Jesus. Father God, that's why we're asking, Father, let our homes become a place where your spirit, our habitation, where your spirit dwells and your spirit alone. Hallelujah. Any other spirit, Father God, that's in our environments, Lord, because of things that are being done that is, hallelujah, not of you, God. We drive those spirits out of our homes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Let this be a habitation where your spirit dwells. Let this room be a habitation where your spirit dwells. Let every area of this home be a habitation where your spirit dwells. Oh, we give you glory this morning, Lord. We give you glory this morning. We give you glory this morning. We give you honor. We don't want to acknowledge no other spirit, Father God. Hallelujah. Put your spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ha-da-da-da-da-da-ba-sia. We dress ourselves in your full armor, God. Hallelujah, to stand against the wiles of the devil. Father, we're asking for forgiveness for our sins, iniquities, and transgressions, God. Hallelujah, creating us clean hearts, Lord, and renewing us right spirits right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We thank you that your word is already anointed. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we are grateful that you, hallelujah, always have a right now word. Hallelujah, for your people, for where they are, where they are walking, where they will walk, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for sending the word, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, before us to make the crooked path straight. Hallelujah. And all we have to do is walk in it. Hallelujah. Speak it and walk in it. Speak it and walk in it. Speak it and walk in it. Hallelujah. And watch it manifest. Hallelujah. Because you say that it goes out in righteousness and it will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish everything that it's sent out to do. And it will prosper in the thing whereto that you send it. Thank you, God, for sending your word to heal us, your word to deliver us, your word to set us free, your word to cleanse us, God, your word, Father God, to eradicate the lies of the enemy. Thank you, Jesus, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. You have any anointing or amen? Times you got to get up and start anointing your house out. Amen. Because these spirits, amen, is certain activities that draw certain demonic spirits. And you have to be extremely careful. Because these spirits are following certain people. Glory to your name, God. This home will be a habitation where your spirit dwells. And see, the enemy tries to gain an entryway into your home, amen, namely when you're asleep, because, amen, this is the time where he feels like your spirit defenses are down. Your spiritual insight is down. Your discernment is down. Matthew 5 and 13. I'm sorry, I just had to get into that because the Lord has given me some certain things about that. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Amen. Isn't that a powerful statement that Jesus said? Amen. Hallelujah. Then he goes on to say in verse 14, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. And everybody know what natural salt does to your food. Amen. And how better your food tastes. It tastes, amen, flavorful once the salt is added. Amen. But try to eat a meal without salt. Amen. Glory to God. It's very hard, especially for me being, amen, here in Louisiana. And we are just known for, amen, flavorful food. Amen. Because we have numerous seasonings, amen, to season our food, amen, to bring out that Cajun Creole, amen, taste, amen. Hallelujah. And we can tell when it's not, amen, in the food, because our food tastes different, and amen, it'll make us lose our appetite. Amen. You know, because we're used to flavorful food here. Caribbeans are, you know, those that are in the Caribbean are used to flavorful food. Amen. And as believers, amen, we ought to be, amen, flavorful. Amen. People ought to want what we have. People ought to want to desire to have what we have. Our love walk should be, amen, glory to God, contagious. Our character should be, amen, glory to God, contagious. Our conduct should be contagious. Hallelujah. In the previous verse, Jesus compared his disciples to salt in Matthew 5:13. And now he compares them to light. He calls them the light of the world. In fact, light was a crucial symbol in the Jewish worldview. Just as Greek culture prized knowledge or Roman culture valued glory, a modern American culture taught freedom, Hebrews culture's ideal standard was light. And this concept factors heavily in biblical explanation of godliness and truth. Hallelujah. So when he's telling us to let our light so shine before men, amen, that is akin to, hallelujah, godliness and truth, letting it, hallelujah, be who we are and what we represent, what we walk in. Godliness and truth. That's our light. We should be truth tellers. We should tell people, amen, what God says. The requirements of the Lord. Not compromising. And even not just what comes out of our mouth. Even how we dress, how we look, how we present ourselves. Amen. Should reflect the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's why modesty. Amen. Glory to God, which is a lost art for women. Amen. Definitely should be a must. Before we even open up our mouth, the first thing that people see, amen, is how we look, how we present ourselves. As godly women, we should be careful how we present ourselves. Proverbs 4, 18 through 19 says, but the path of the righteous is light, the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. And the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. And I see this a whole lot right now going on. Matthew 4 and 16 says, the people dwell in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them light has dawned. In John 8:12, and again Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Amen. A person that's following Christ, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. They don't walk in darkness. They know darkness. They know the difference between darkness and light. They don't have a desire for the darkness. They don't have a desire for sin. They don't have a passion for sin, but they have a passion for Christ, because Christ is light. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Hallelujah. Second Corinthians 4:6, for God who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That's our revelation. Hallelujah. And he's constantly revealing himself to those that seek him. Constantly giving us new, amen, revelation. Constantly, amen, making us aware, amen, of who he is, amen. Constantly. It don't just start at the time that you get salvation, but it's a constant thing that continues to go and grow. Amen. More and more. And then it becomes as though he is sitting in the room with you. Amen. Face to face, and you're conversing. Even though he is there, his presence is there. Amen. But it's like we can see him actually sitting there with us. That's the type of relationships he wants with us. The same type of relationships that we have with each other. And it becomes more real every day that you spend time in prayer, that you spend time meditating on him, seeking him out, talking to him, fellowshipping with him. Thank you, God. Spiritually speaking, there is no light in the world apart from Jesus Christ. His light, though, shines through every person who belongs to him. And in this way, the light of Christ is distributed into the darkness in every corner of humanity. That this light is meant to be visible to the world is also important. Amen. And you can't just decide, amen, I want to dim my light. You're going through something on your job, amen. You're going through something in your family. Then all of a sudden, amen, the light goes out. Because we're not handling things, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah, according to the word of God. According to the spirit that lives inside of us. Then we become like the world and do things the way that the world do. We got to always stay in our character, no matter what. This light is meant to be visible to the world, and it's also important. Jesus adds to this metaphor by referring to a city positioned on top of a hill. It is not meant to be hidden. A city on a hill is meant to be seen and found, even in the darkness of night, even in the darkest of your circumstances, your light should still shine. During the time of Christ, the walls around the city on a hill were often made with white limestone, which would be relatively easy to see even on a dim night. It's obvious. In a world that's full of darkness, amen, of sin, hallelujah, Jesus, in iniquity, hallelujah, Jesus, the light, amen, is obvious. No matter how dark, no matter how sinful, and we know we're living in some sinful times, and amen, we read the news headlines, and we're seeing all sorts of things that's happening in the world today. But in the middle of all what's going on, amen, the Christian's light should be shining the brightest. And it's obvious before you even open your mouth. Amen, the glory of the Lord radiating on you. And then you wonder, amen, in the grocery stores when you walk in, why it seems as though people stare. When you're going in a community and it seems that people stare, amen, and I've had it so many times, amen, and I don't know these individuals, amen, but they hold the door open for me, amen, and then they just say, God bless me. You know what I'm saying? Before parting ways, they'll say, God bless you. Amen, and anytime that happens, amen, it lets me know, amen. Amen. They picked up on it. So it's not about you just going around putting a sign on your back saying bona fide Christian. The people will see it. In the same way, the light of Christ is not meant to be hid on earth. It is meant to shine out brightly from all who belong to Christ. It is meant to be discovered in this way by those still in darkness. Jesus will add to this point in the following verse that Christ's light should not be covered up in the lives of his followers. And it is meant to be seen. Matthew 13 through 20 describes the essential role Jesus' disciples and followers serve on the earth. They are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. These metaphors represent the impact Christians are meant to have in the world. That's why it matters so much that they do the good works God gives them to do. Otherwise, they will stop being useful as salt and light. And instead, they should do those works, allowing their light to shine in the dark world in order that all who see it give glory to God. The Sermon on the Mount contains some of Jesus' most challenging teachings, and it begins with the unlikely blessings of the Beatitudes. Remember that we had our Beatitudes Holy World presentation. Jesus' disciples must do good works in order to be a powerful influence as the salt of the earth and light of the world. The superficial righteousness of the Pharisees is not good enough to earn heaven. Sins of the heart, such as angry insults and intentional lust, are worthy of hell, just as much as adultery and murder. Easy divorce and deceptive oaths are forbidden. Believers should not seek revenge. Instead, God intends us to love our enemies and pray for our persecutors. And I know that's one of the hardest things for some of us to do. But if the Holy Ghost lives in us and we're allowing the Spirit to take over instead of the flesh, it is able to be done without even a natural, without a doubt. In your mind, because it comes naturally when the Spirit is involved. He's not asking us to do this, amen, apart from the Spirit. It takes the Spirit to forgive. It takes the Spirit to walk in forgiveness. But it's possible. And I know exactly what I'm talking about. Because, amen, I get tested over and over again in this area. And I know how the old me used to react to certain things. And it's one of the most challenging areas of my life. And I'm not going to lie. But I know that God is working in that area. And if you could testify, amen, some of you know God working in your area because you would have been cut somebody out. Amen. Glory to God. A long time ago, if it was just you and it wasn't the Spirit. And we have to pray and ask the Lord to continue to work in us in this area. Amen. Because they want to provoke us. They want to see us out of our character. You'll be surprised at the number of people that will, amen, go out of their way, amen, to try to do things to make sure that we get out of character. But God intends us to love our enemies and to pray for our persecutors. And in short, we should strive to be perfect, like we were talking about last night, as God is perfect. We are imitators of our Father. And whatever our Father did, it's the same way, amen, that we should be imitating. No excuses, no exceptions. Hallelujah. We got to get to that place where we sold out to Christ and that it's no longer I, but it's Christ that lives inside. Amen. And it's not us doing it, but it's Christ, amen, that's rising to the challenges that we face in our life, because every one of us will face some type of challenge. And remember, we used to wear those bracelets years ago that said, "What would Jesus do?" or "X, what would Jesus do?" We should be so filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. That, amen, He's the one that's doing the talking. Not the man, the natural man. He should be doing the reacting. And not the natural man. Hallelujah.